you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river.
We're not down by the river, we're on your radio, your streaming device on the interwebs, and also, of course, on our app. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. You can access us in so many great places. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, coming to you every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. But go get that app if you happen to be outside of Wisconsin or in one of the tiny little leftover pockets of Wisconsin where you don't get our radio signals. I come to you from 540 AM WAUK, but you can hear me all across the Talk Radio Network. Got a special friend with me today for a little pre-recorded light Friday content. His name is Luke Mathers. You hear him from time to time on these airwaves. Thanks a lot, Luke, for making time.
Always a pleasure, Maggie. And I join Todd. I'm always happy to join you. I join Pat in the morning for Up North News. It's great to download the Civic Media app because I'm listening to our content. I'm not even in a pocket that I miss out on anything, but I like hearing the local stuff we got going on in Green Bay and in Wausau, all over the state of Wisconsin. We got great local content. So really excited to be with you here on the airwaves and highly recommend the Civic Media app.
I do too. I actually, even when I'm in signal range, I listen to it on the app because I know I'm not going to miss anything and I can pick the station that I like to listen to the network on, and I like to bounce around. So like, give me a little WGBW, like all of the pieces of our network. It's fun to hear that different local flavor from different parts of the state. So y'all, you got to go get the app. It is free from wherever you like to get your apps from. Of course, you could also find my old episodes on Apple Pods and Spotify. They're for your listening pleasure. If you like to watch, and it's not a pre-recorded show, you can always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube channel or at my show handle, at Maggie Dawn Show, on the Twit, X, whatever the heck it is called, the Book of Faces.
Blue Sky doesn't let you stream videos yet, so they're working on that. But once they let us do that, then, you know, we'll put the video up there too.
Speaking of social media, is it possible? Could it be so ridiculous that Donald Trump's Federal Trade Commission would actually greenlight Elon Musk buying TikTok in the U.S.? Like, I know it can happen because that's what's happening, but like, it would seem to me that this would be one of the easy calls, that one person shouldn't own two of the world's largest communication platforms.
Well, I think Elon is very successfully making Twitter not one of the largest communication platforms anymore. Like, they're
he's like Lenny. He's killing the money.
It very much feels like there is an exodus, which is how I've heard it referred to as, you know, exodus.
I like the punning there.
That's how I've heard it referred to. I don't know where it first came out, but that's how I barely check it now. The only time Daredevil is having a new season drop. And so I saw on Instagram the new trailer was posted. And so I went to X to
you
go
deigned
watch.
Yeah. To surf on the X.
But for the most part, I'm liking Blue Sky so far. It doesn't have the infinite scroll feature, which is kind of nice because as a New Year's resolution to not be on social media as much anymore, you kind of hit the end of a timeline or a thread. It's like, oh, I've seen all of
this
stuff.
Oh, it's done.
I should close this app now and be done. It's not an infinite scroll. It doesn't have a death grip on my attention. So Blue Sky is gaining ground, but I think it would be a slam dunk for the FTC to say, no, you can't have two, but never say never. Crazy things happen these days all the time. So it's weird times that we live in.
If you do political commentary, we should all just get the word unprecedented tattooed on our forehead and just like point to it every day and be like, oh, we have more unprecedented news.
That would be helpful. That would save a lot of time. Just point to it rather than have to say it over and over again.
Yep, that.
Doesn't work well for the audio medium, though.
That's why you should always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on the X, the Gram, and of course, the Book of Faces. Luke, it's funny that you mention New Year's resolutions and also mastering your attention span, because I now have this new segment, which I'm loving, that I do on Wednesdays at 3:30. Kind of stumbled into it in my first week back after the holiday break, because I have tried to express an intention to play more, move more, rest more, connect more, create more, and laugh more in the new year, as opposed to having specific resolutions, which I almost invariably will fail at. And so in the course of those conversations, in the spirit of playing more, last week I talked about board games. This week I talked about how to grab our, to take our attention back from all of these outlets and the social media sites that seem to want to take it from us constantly to better harness our creativity. But Luke, you and I have had some chit chats about both amazing card games and board games. You are into these things as well. During our, maybe we need to figure, like, sit next to each other in the meeting tomorrow and like have a miniature cribbage board so we can, you know.
Oh,
like,
I'm bringing one for the lunch break. I can't do it during the meeting because I will, like, that's too distracting for me. No,
yes.
I don't know if I'll get in trouble, but I just know that it'll be very distracting. And so I'm bringing one though for get ready. The lunch break.
15-2, 15-4.
So
I'm ready. I'm a little rusty.
Okay. All right. Folks, I think she's laying the groundwork for maybe, you know,
an explanation.
Explanation.
No. Luke, I'm going to call it right now before the votes have even been counted and the points have been tallied.
Stop the steal.
What do you mean? Yeah, I've won the cribbage game. It's unbelievable landslide of cribbage wins against Luke. We can't lose. I don't know how anybody could ever add it up and decide that we've lost.
I have really bad not bad mannerisms, but I play with a buddy so frequently that like the two of us kind of finish each other's sentences when we're doing like counting and rhyming and all of that. So I have to be very careful for who I do that around the first couple of times, because if you see it out of context and you've never seen it before, it's like
this man is just
a maniac when he's playing this game, and not an inaccurate description of me playing cribbage though.
Well, I want the full Monty when we play a little lunchtime cribbage with my good friend and yours, Luke Mathers. He's joining me today. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show, a lighter version and a pre-recorded Friday show. When we come back, we're going to talk about Luke's favorite games, a couple of mine, and then we might get into whether or not the 90s are an amazing decade or not. Great debate around this idea. I have my own, perhaps biased viewpoint about this. We discuss when we come back. Come back and have some more fun with us. We got the farm update coming up with your favorite farm gal, Pam Yonke. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey.